This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel's prime minister isn't happy with a U.S. visit by a cabinet member, reports Donna Warder.
Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting today with a political rival of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In the vice president's meeting with Israeli cabinet official Benny Gantz, Harris plans to press for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war that would allow for the release of some of the hostages, as Harris said Sunday in a speech in Selma, Alabama.
Let's get a ceasefire. Let's reunite the hostages with their families. And let's provide immediate relief to the people of Gaza.
An official from Netanyahu's far-right Likud party says Gantz, a centrist, did not get the prime minister's permission for the Washington trip. And the official says Netanyahu gave the cabinet official a tough talk about the widening crack within Israel's wartime leadership 6 months into the war. Donna Warder, Washington.
And Charles de Ledesma now addressing violence in Haiti.
The Haiti government has declared an emergency and a nighttime curfew in a bid to regain control of the streets after an explosion of violence over the weekend in which armed gang members stormed the country's two biggest prisons. The 72-hour state of emergency went into immediate effect on Sunday night, as Haiti's leaders say it would set out to find the killers, kidnappers, and other violent criminals it says escaped. At least 9 people have been killed since Thursday as gangs step up coordinated attacks in the capital. The violence is taking place as Prime Minister Ariel Henry is abroad trying to salvage support for a UN-backed security force for Haiti. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And South Korea taking steps to suspend the licenses of striking trainee doctors. This is VOA News. South Korea and the United States have begun large military exercises to bolster their readiness against North Korean nuclear threats. Here's VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The joint exercises that started Monday will last 11 days. They involve computer-simulated command post training called the Freedom Shield exercise and separate field training. South Korea's military said last week the 48 field exercises would involve live firing, bombing, air assault, and missile interception drills. North Korea has staged provocative weapons tests in the past in reaction to the annual U.S.-South Korean exercises. It regards the major military drills as a rehearsal for invasion. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Josh Boak reports that a new poll finds a majority of Americans are concerned about both U.S. President Joe Biden and potential competitor and former President Donald Trump's capability on the job.
U.S. adults have concerns about President Joe Biden's age. That's according to a new poll by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. What it found regarding the 81-year-old Biden is that 6 in 10 say they don't have a lot of confidence about his mental capability. That's important because in January of 2022, only half said they had those concerns. So we've seen an increase in the past 2 years. Most importantly, we've seen that increase after the release of a special counsel's report saying that there were memory issues for President Biden. 6 in 10 also say they have concerns about President Trump's mental capabilities. So what we're seeing is a 2024 election in which two older candidates could be going up against each other, and voters are worried about their age because these candidates are going to have to deal with global conflicts, domestic emergencies, and a dysfunctional Congress.
In other world news headlines, French lawmakers are expected to anchor the right to abortion in the country's constitution in a global first that has garnered overwhelming public support. Leaders from Southeast Asian nations and Australia gathered in Melbourne, Australia. They're expected to denounce the threat or use of force to settle disputes in the region, with analysts saying it's a collective swipe at Beijing. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim says he would be happy to reopen the search for flight MH370 if compelling evidence emerges, opening the door to a renewed hunt a decade after the plane disappeared. For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.